The Congressional Spotlight is brought to you by AT&T, your world delivered. Saving the Postal Service from bankruptcy could be as simple as an act of Congress. The Inspector General for the Postal Service recently issued a series of reports on how the agency can beef up its bottom line. A big part of that is recovering the billions of dollars in overfunding to the civil service retirement system. But for that to happen, lawmakers must take action. And giving us the prospects on that now is Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
I hope you're having a nice Columbus Day during the recess here.
Doing great.
Well, I guess you're all working hard. You guys have got a battle on your hands pretty much countrywide, I guess. All 435 of you are up for grabs next.
Well,
let's get right to the Postal Service. Now, when you guys return in November, when Congress reconvenes, is the Postal Service and its cash problems even going to be on the radar?
I would hope so, Tom. I mean, Postal Service is projected to lose at least $6 billion this year, and we can't let that go. I mean, this is an issue that has to be taken up. There has to be some sense of urgency. I suppose given the scope of so many other challenges, this one hasn't received the attention I think it deserves, but we have to grapple with this problem, and we have to resolve it.
Because John Potter, the Postmaster General, says that they have enough cash now to go till about September of next year, I guess one more fiscal year, and then they have no more cash. And then I guess they have some borrowing authority, but not a lot.
Well, there are a lot of things that can be done. We've had a series of hearings, including with the Postmaster General, Mr. Potter. He has authority right now to implement a number of cost-saving measures that could cut significantly, perhaps as much as in half, the number he's been putting out there in terms of what they could lose over the next 10 years. I think it's a number that doesn't have a lot of reality to it, but in terms of what Congress could do, I think the single most important thing we can do is to address the whole issue of the overpurchase or the overpayment by Postal Service employees for their retirement. Right now, it's estimated that there's a $75 billion overpayment by Postal Service workers who really have overpaid their retirement money compared to any other federal agency. If you were to be able to return that to the Postal Service and to the postal employees, that would entirely alleviate the projected shortfall for the foreseeable future.
And during the hearings, were members of Congress and were you satisfied that if that were to happen, it wouldn't somehow create an actuarial deficit down the line in their pension fund maybe 25, 30 years from now?
We were, because no other federal agency has that kind of system other than the Postal Service. So Congressman Lynch, Steve Lynch of Massachusetts, and myself have introduced legislation, H.R. 5746, which is called the U.S. Postal Service's CSRS Obligation Modification Act. We have 127 co-sponsors, and it would direct OPM to review the methodology for calculating the Postal Service's retirement obligations and to adjust it so that it's in conformity with that of all other federal agencies. And as I said, the estimate is between $50 and $75 billion reimbursement to the Postal Service. I mean, that would go a long way to trying to help a cash-starved Postal Service. Now, that's not a substitute for trying to come up with a new business model going forward so that they remain competitive and they can flourish and succeed. But we know there are some fixes that could make an immediate difference and provide immediate and almost comprehensive relief, and I do not see why we shouldn't do that. Now, I will tell you, sadly, on the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, two of our more prominent members, the ranking member Mr. Issa and the subcommittee chairman Mr. Chaffetz of Utah, wrote a dear colleague calling this legislation a Postal Service bailout. Now,
yes, I heard that they said that. Well, before we get to that, I just want to clarify that the bill that you've introduced with Congressman Lynch from Massachusetts, it doesn't give the Postal Service the direct authority to make those changes, but it authorizes OPM to review them and then in turn to let the Postal Service do it?
Yes, because it's ultimately it's OPM that sets the methodology, and OPM has been part of the problem historically, arguing that there is really no such thing as an overpayment. But there are lots of other studies that would indicate there most certainly is.
And we're speaking with Northern Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly. Now, a moment ago you mentioned some fixes that the Postal Service could do that you don't understand why they don't, because it would go so far. What are some of those?
Well, when he testified before the Oversight and Government Reform Committee, the Postmaster General indicated that, first of all, he threw out a number that he quickly retreated from, that they could lose as much as $282 billion over the next 10 years. Now, that's an attention-grabbing headline, even for the federal government. But when queried, he admitted that, well, that was just a number that they had come up with to show what could happen, and the assumptions behind that were ludicrous. But he himself admitted that he's got authority to implement various cost-cutting measures that would easily account for somewhere between $100 and $142 billion over that same time period. So he's not without some authority to effectuate savings that would also make a difference. But
can he close post offices, for example?
Well, all of that has to be submitted to Congress, but he could come up with a plan that talks about that. Now, as you know, he's harped on he'd like to go to five-day service. Many of us think that would be a mistake to simply do that, because one of the competitive advantages of the Postal Service is that they do provide six-day-a-week service. And you're gonna hand that one competitive advantage you got over to the competition if you decide to use this fiscal challenge to, in fact, eliminate service. I assure you, the way to success is not raise prices and cut service.
And there's also another possibility that doesn't seem to come up as much that could be a competitive advantage in some ways of the people that the Postal Service competes with, and that is it's a structural change. But I've read analyses that say there might be 150,000 too many postal workers at this point for the business they have and can reasonably foresee having. What about that issue?
Well, again, I think all of this has to be looked at in a business model context. Before we start making short-term budget-cutting decisions that have long-term ramifications with respect to workers, with respect to quality of service and kinds of services, let's step back and have a comprehensive look at the business model. What works and what doesn't? Because when you can present to the Congress and to the public, you know, decisions you may or may not want to make, they have to be in a context. Just saying, let's cut this and let's cut that so we can shave off some dollars and extend that cash you talked about from September to November. But the consequences, long-term consequences of some of those decisions may be profound. So I know as one member of Congress on the Oversight Committee, I'm frustrated that there seems to be no vision coming out of the Postal Service leadership. And there doesn't seem to be any context whereby we're being asked to consider various and sundry decisions, including those that you mentioned.
So at least in the short term, though, we have your and Congressman Lynch's bill. And will you try to push that when you guys reconvene? I guess when do you come back anyway?
We come back, I believe, on the 15th of November.
That's right. So that's after. So you would be a lame duck session at that point.
Right.
But are you going to try to push that one to the floor? Is there any possibility?
I certainly will. Making decisions about what does and doesn't come to the floor is above my pay grade.
Well, sure.
But
you got to keep getting reelected until you move up the ranks,
right.
I guess.
That's right. But we got to see what else we're competing with. But I think that there is some urgency, obviously, to this. And this, in my view, this bill is something we could do. But if the Republicans have decided to be obstructionist on this too, then it's going to be a lot harder to find bipartisan solutions going forward for the Postal Service.
Well, I guess maybe the best thing all of us can do is if every American writes a letter and licks a stamp on it, well, I guess you don't lick them anymore, but puts a stamp on it, then that would be billions right there.
Yeah, that would probably would help.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that update, and have a great Columbus Day. Great talking with you.
Thank you, Tom. Glad you found me.
All right. And that's Congressman Jerry Connolly of Virginia talking about the Postal Service. You can find a link to this conversation at federalnewsradio.com.